Jason.
Yeah, man. Well, turn it up, man.
Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is your coffee shop of, I don't know what it is. It's a coffee shop where, okay Engelbert, you help me with this.
And it's the coffee shop where all the cool cats and chicks come and make the scene. That's right, Daddy-O.
Okay, I'll go with that. So, we're making the scene with our free speech. And if you want to make the scene with free speech, go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and send
some bread, man. Come on, Daddy-O, aren't you hip to the scene?
Well, that sounds like good advice. And also go to nationalbugle.com, download the CoSertified app, and you too can be a cool cat with all the chicks in making the scene. That's how it works. Okay, well today, I've always wanted to have Engelbert on with me. A lot of people think that Engelbert and I are the same person, but as I say, I'm much taller.
That's very cold of you, man. That's cold. Come on, man. I might be a little bit shorter than you, but I can shoot that basketball right over your head.
Okay. Well, I've always wanted to have you on. You do all of these great parody songs, and you've been very prolific. And there's ones I want to ask you about. Now, let's start with the latest one, and this is the one about Tulsi Gabbard. What prompted you to write this song?
Okay, well, dig this. I'm watching Tucker the other night, and, you know, this hot chick comes on. You know Tulsi, she's a hot chick.
Oh, yes, I know that.
Yeah, so she comes on, and I'm just kind of grooving and checking out the scene. And then she starts talking all this crazy nonsense about bombing the Sand Negroes. And I'm like, whoa, hold up there, chick.
I'm not sure if those were actually the words she used.
Well, the implication was there. You dig what I'm saying?
No, I totally dig what you're saying. Okay. I tell you what, let's just listen to the song, all right?
Well, let's do it then.
Okay.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to shill for you anymore because of my integrity and the stupid things that you now say. We've been meeting here every day, and since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to check out that booty and compare it to Nicki Minaj. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
Saw you on Tucker's show today. That's such a stupid thing you say. Radical Islam is scaring you. Now you sound just like a Jew. I've been pushing you so long. I changed Stone from Steam to the Aloha song. Come on, Tulsi, if you're gonna lie, let's just kiss on the sand, Negro. How that brings peace, no one knows. Maybe it'll help you in 24. But honey, it makes you look like one big whore. We got threats of the world too. Anti-white riots, corona hoax too. And now you're talking just like a Jew, 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 Jew. Let's just kiss and be a mayor too. I'm gonna miss you, I can't lie. The bombing countries make people die. Let's just kiss and be a man.
Okay, Patrick, what do you think?
Well, the lyrics are good. I like the lyrics. The vocals, though, I think you need to work
come
at.
Come on, Patrick, cut me some slack.
Well, it's just that, you know, sometimes I hear you and you sound pretty good. The last song with Filbert, the vaccination song.
Why did you play that, Patrick?
Well, we'll be getting to that later. That was really well done.
Well, that was Filbert. He was doing some engineering magic on that, and it came out pretty well, I will admit.
Yeah, but, I mean, here you sounded kind of strained. But, you know, otherwise, you might want to revisit this recording and get some of Filbert's engineering magic in there. I think it came out pretty well. I do have a question.
Go ahead, man. Lay it on me.
Well, the original song says, "Kiss and Say Goodbye." And I think you said that the first time around, maybe the second time around, but the third time around you said something else. What was that?
Oh, let's just kiss and Fia Mea too.
Okay. So what's Fia Mea too?
Well, Fia Mea, that is, that's Samoan slang.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you inform me as to what this Samoan slang is, Fia Mea?
Oh, well, you know, that is the main thing.
The main thing?
You know, it's the main thing. It's the main thing.
Oh, the main thing.
Come on, man. You know, it's the main thing.
Okay. I guess as long as it's in Samoan, it's okay. I'll have to ask John Statmiller about that one. Okay, now there was one other line, though, where you said something like that makes her look like one big whore.
Well, she's going on about this radical Islam stuff. I mean, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I guess you are just being honest. All right. Anyway, let's move on now. So the next song, this is the one that you did with Filbert, right?
That's right, Daddy-O. That is our anti-vax song.
And this is from the Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
That's right, man.
Supposed to fire my indignation. I won't date no. No, no, no. Hey, hey, hey. That's what I say. I won't get no vaccination. I won't get no. No, they try, and they try, and they try, and they try. I won't get no. I won't get no. When I'm watching my TV, and the Jew comes on and tells me how evil fellow whites can be, but he can't be a white 'cause he doesn't go to the same Christian church as me. I won't get no. No, no, no. Hey, hey, hey. That's what I say. I won't get no vaccination. I don't want no adverse reaction. Though they try, and they try, and they try, and they try. I won't get no. I won't get no. When they're locking down around the world, and I'm banned from this and deplatformed from that, and I'm trying to get to a new country that tells me, man, you gotta quarantine for 2 or 3 weeks. Up the freedom to speak. I won't get no. No, no, no. Hey, hey, hey. That's what I say. I won't get no. I won't get no. I won't get no. Vaccination. No vaccination. No vaccination. No vaccination. I won't get no vaccination.
Okay, now that was a high production value. I mean, the engineering on it, the mixing on it was good. The vocals were good. You sounded a lot better on that than on practically anything else you've ever done.
Well, I don't know if that's an offhanded compliment, but thanks, Daddy-O.
No, really, it's not an offhanded compliment. I mean, sometimes it depends which singers you're parodying. If it's Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr., I guess that's pretty much your range, and they fit pretty well. But, you know, other songs, some of these rock singers or soul singers that maybe they've got the higher voice, sometimes you sound a bit strained.
Well, that just comes with the territory. You know, you're doing parodies. When you're talking about parodies, you gotta sing in someone else's voice. You're trying to replicate the feeling, the atmosphere of the other song. You dig what I'm saying? And that means keeping the lyrics similar to the original lyrics, so you want to keep in some of the same phrases, some of the same rhymes, you dig? But yeah, then there is the issue of the singer, and sometimes the song is great, the song lends itself to the subject material, right? I mean, maybe it's something completely off the wall, you dig what I'm saying? But if the song is right, then you got to do the best you can with the singer and the voice, the vocals. You dig?
Yeah, I dig. Okay, so that is the big, I think that is the big anti-vax song, the anti-vax anthem of the White Boy Summer.
Yeah, that's right, Daddy. Yep, White Boy Summer.
Which, by the way, has been extended until December 22nd by decree of real President Nick Fuentes. Or future president, or whatever we're calling him. But, yeah.
Yep, White Boy Summer.
Okay, but with this, I won't get no vaccination song. Okay, so when you get down to it, really, there aren't that many lyrics. You know, you start off, I won't get no vaccination. When I'm driving in my car and NPR comes on the radio telling me more and more about some dangerous disinformation supposed to fire my indignation, that's all good. The next one, though, when I'm watching my TV and the Jew comes on and tells me,
"Oh, actually, I sang, this Jew comes on and tells me. This Jew comes on and tells me." I don't know why, but with the editing, it sounded more like the Jew comes on and tells me.
Okay, well, and then after that, the Jew comes on and tells me how evil fellow whites can be. Now, that's good, because that's what they're doing. But he can't be a white because he doesn't, and this is, like in the clip you just played, he can't be a white because he doesn't go to the same Christian church as me. So I've heard that, but I've also heard he can't be a white because he doesn't have the same size nose as me. So what's that all about?
Well, dig this. See, I originally wrote it as he doesn't go to the same Christian church as me. But Filbert, doesn't have the same size nose as me. Now, well, honestly, my nose is bigger than a lot of Jew noses. So I didn't really take to that lyric, but Filbert, you know, he worked so hard on the song.
Oh, he did a great job with it.
You know, Filbert, he was cooking on those guitar licks. He was just cooking. And so I figure, well, you know, some people get their kicks from that type of thing, you know, I thought my lyrics were the ginchiest, but some people get their kicks from the whole nose thing, you know, like Noseberg. So I thought, what the heck? Let's have two versions and let the people speak, right? Which is the most Dixie fried phraseology of all. And I think probably a lot of people would relate to that, you know. A lot of people would just dig it, because it is reflective of the scene that we are in.
Yeah, well, I guess that makes some sense. Okay. Okay, now we only have a couple minutes before the break, so it's not enough for a full song. But I know you're working on something new. You're working on something about chlamydia, is that right?
Oh, that's right, Daddy-O. This song is going to be smoking hot. But...
Yeah, okay, but you're not done with it, right? And
that's right. It needs a little bit more work, but... Yeah, so chlamydia, this is after Groucho Marx. He had a song, I think it was in the A Day at the Circus, and it was Lydia, oh Lydia, the tattooed lady. So this is about chlamydia, who wants to be the first president of the United States. That's a lady.
Okay, well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, so it's got lots and lots of lyrics. It's got so many lyrics. The original song, Lydia, the tattooed lady, she had tattoos all over her body, from the top of her head to the tips of her tiny toes. And you can learn a lot from Lydia. Well, we can catch a lot of chlamydia, I tell you that much. And chlamydia. Well, you got that tune lined up?
It's ready to go. Hit it, Mr. T.
She will plunge our troops into a Mideastern war if the Israelis tell her where. Send the Navy to China, the Army to Iran, and Joe Biden right back to Delaware. She's raising money from Apple and Bill Gates. Google and Facebook are waiting for their dates. Here's Jeff Bezos, the president of Amazon. She knows which side of the bagel the jam is on. Here another race hoax for gay folks to swallow it. In Chicago, she's with Jesse Smollett. Shilling shame.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Song, Daddy O.
Well, we're all looking forward to its completion, and hopefully you can get Filbert involved and scrub up the lyrics or scrub up the vocals.
Well, you know, it's not easy to sound like Groucho Marx, but there was another version of that song, not the original. The original was the one in the movie, but there was another version where they had a whole bunch of different singers, and maybe I could get you to lend your talents and be one of the singers on that. We have a kind of a group effort there.
Well, I would like that very much. All right, let's see what's next. You had a song a few months back, and this is about Lord Fauci.
Oh, that's right, Daddy O. Lord Fauci, he is a savior. He is Jesus Christ and then some, isn't he?
Well, that's how he's being built. I mean, it seems that there's a new religion being built around him and his science.
Oh, yeah, the science. Well, you know, you could also look at the money. But this is about the Candyman. You know that song? That was a song where Sammy Davis Jr. was cooking it. But this song, here, this is the Fauci Man. And, well, honestly, I think it's self-explanatory. Do you got that lined up?
Yeah, Mr. T, I think, why don't you hit it?
Hey, everybody, get around. I've got something magical for you. It's a virus hoax.
What can you do with a virus hoax, Dr. Fauci?
What can you do with a virus hoax? You can crash the economy. You can fake elections. You can force people to take vaccines. What can't you do with a virus hoax?
Oh, who can take a virus? Says you have to vote by mail. Makes you wear a mask and lets the crooks all out of jail. The Fauci man. Oh, the Fauci man can. The Fauci man can, cause he mixes it with lies and makes the world lock down. Who can steal tomorrow? Ruin all your dreams. Take away your living and deprive you of your means. The Fauci man. Oh, the Fauci man can. The Fauci man can, cause he mixes it with lies and makes the world lock down. The Fauci man makes everything he fakes stupefying and malicious. And if he gets all his wishes, we'll be sleeping with the fishes. Who can take a crisis, sink the world economy, block herd immunity, can we get a vaccine? The Fauci man. Oh, the Fauci man can. The Fauci man can, cause he mixes it with lies and makes the world lock down. The Fauci man makes everything he fakes mystifying and seditious. And if he gets all his wishes, you'll be sleeping with the fishes. Who takes Bill Gates' money? Does his dirty work? Why couldn't Donald Trump say you're fired to this jerk? The Fauci man. Oh, the Fauci man. Oh, the Fauci man. The funky Fauci man. The Fauci man can, cause he mixes it with lies and makes the world lock down. The Fauci man. Oh, the Fauci man.
Okay, now I really like what you did with that. You preserved a whole lot of the original lyrics. So for instance, the Candyman makes everything he bakes something and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. So you preserved... So the Fauci man makes everything he fakes instead of the Candyman makes everything he bakes. So you just change really one word and then one sound in that line. And then... talk about your childhood wishes, just, and if he gets all his wishes, we'll be sleeping with the fishes. What's sleeping with the fishes?
Come on, Daddy, I'll get with the scene. This is mafioso lingo for knocking somebody off. If you give them some cement shoes, they're going to be sleeping with the fishes. You dig what I'm saying?
Okay, now that's making more sense. But, yeah, I really like what you did with a lot of the lyrics, preserving so much of the original Sammy Davis lyrics. What's your take on, well, okay, actually we're coming up on the break, but we'll be right back.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, welcome back to the show. So, Engelbert, I hope you can stay with us for the rest of the hour.
Well, I don't know, man. I got my day gig coming up real soon. A cat's got to earn some bread, you know.
Oh, well, I understand. Okay, well, let's. I tell you what, you had another song this year, big hit song, and this was based on. Somewhere Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, Daddy. Well, you know, back in our day, back when we were kids, The Wizard of Oz, that movie was a big deal every time. I heard you talking about being out there kicking the can into Old Man Giles' yard, and then somebody would say, "Hey, it's The Wizard of Oz." Well, that's how it was in my neighborhood, too.
All right. So The Wizard of Oz, but Well, okay, let's just listen to that, and then we'll talk about the deeper implications of it.
Someone stole in the rainbow, made it gay. Someone's told all the Goyim that they were born that way. Someone's soul in the rainbow calls it pride. Freddie Mercury got AIDS. Isn't that how he died? Some
day I'll wish upon a star with 6 points on it and gay bars behind me. Where Goyim genitalia drop as the surgeon snip and chop, that's where you'll find me. Someone stole in the rainbow from the kids. Rainbows used to bring wonder. Now they just bring us grids.
Say that really that brings a tear to my eye, and it brings two tears to my two eyes, and I'll tell you why. First of all, it is that kind of song, you know. It's a slow song, a lot of emotion, but the other thing is, you know, the theme of it, because when I was a little boy, I remember discovering the rainbow, that these colors came in a particular order, and maybe it was a little bit later, but the Bic company came out with the Bic banana pens. Do you remember the Bic banana pens?
Oh, that's right, Daddy-O. Yep, they came in every color. They came in all colors of the rainbow, plus brown and black. They didn't have a white Bic banana, though. I remember that.
Yeah, well, a white ink pen, there's some trouble with that. But at any rate, rainbows were cool. And, you know, I remember reading about Isaac Newton, who... all white people should be proud of Isaac Newton. All people of English descent should be proud of Isaac Newton. Now, Poindexter, that's an English name, isn't it?
That's right, Daddy-O, and I am very proud of whatever relationship I might have to Sir Isaac Newton. But, you know, the funny thing about Isaac Newton is he invented the calculus, and he discovered the rainbow. He separated the colors of sunlight into the rainbow colors. That was him. He recombined them. He said that white light is just a bunch of colors mixed up together. Everybody knows about gravity. This was an explanation of the orbits of the planets and all orbits of anything around anything else. He was, I would say, the most significant scientist and mathematician ever to walk the face of this earth. This spherical earth. And yet, on his deathbed, when he was asked what was his greatest achievement, what do you think his greatest achievement was? Patrick, what do you think it was?
I would think it was the calculus.
Oh, man! Come on. Listen, Daddy-O, that was not his greatest achievement. His greatest achievement was maintaining his virginity his entire life. Can you believe that?
Okay, I don't know what things were like in the 17th century. In the 20th century, that might have been hard. In the 21st century, that might be easy. Yeah, that might be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's everything. Everything got really kind of, well, free love in the 60s and 70s. And now it is just, what is it?
Well, I would say it is OnlyFans and porno and everything's pretty much messed up. And Andrew Anglin does make a point. You have to admit, he makes a point.
All right, well, we're just not going to say what those points are. Anyway, so look at these lyrics. Someone stole in the rainbow, made it gay. So the rainbow used to be for kids, right? But now it's gay. Someone's told all the Goyim that they were born that way. And that's another thing.
That's right, Daddy. So it used to be, you know, when we were kids, you remember if there was somebody who was, you know, like that, people would say, well, he didn't have a father. He had a domineering mother. They would blame it on his uprising, his upbringing. Don't you remember?
That's right. That's right. And then after that, it became a lifestyle choice, right?
Oh, that's right. It was a choice. This was a choice. It was just a lifestyle choice. It's just a lifestyle choice, Goyim.
And now what is it? Well, now we're back to they're born that way. So it's not the way they're raised. It's not a choice. They were born that way. And yet, if you're to go back 50 years, 100 years, it doesn't seem like very many people were born that way, right?
And now, if you look at the generations, you will see that in the boomer generation, or the proto-boomers, as I call them, people born before 1946, like Joe Biden, he's not a boomer. Joe Biden is a proto-boomer. And that cat, he is, his generation, they are almost no trannies. Nobody... Nobody says that they identify as non-binary. But you go down the generation list and you will find that when you get down to the Zoomers, it's like 27%.
Well, I don't think it's 27%.
Well, I don't know, but it's very, very high. And there's something wrong with that.
Okay, so where Goyim genitalia drop as the surgeon snip and chop... Now, that'll bring a tear to your eye and a wince to your face and...
That's right. Someone stolen the rainbow from the kids. Rainbows used to bring wonder. Now they just bring us grids.
Very well said. You are a poet. You are the poet of our times, Engelbert. Okay, now, I know you like to swing it. And here's a swinging song. Let's just play this and then we'll talk about it.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what the Goyim say. You're riding high in 1912, shot down on D-Day. But I know I'm gonna change that too. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And it seems to be the case. Antifa like to get their kicks stomping on my face. But I don't let it get me down. Cause this dreidel world, it keeps spinning around. I'm called a racist, a bigot, a hater, a Nazi, and KKK. I've been through Washington and Charlottesville, and I can say, each time I find myself punched right in my face, the Jewish judge locks me up because of my race. Well, that's life.
That's life.
You know, that's what they tell you. Porno and fentanyl pay. That's what they sell you. And if you don't mind your P's and Q's, you're gonna find yourself in trouble with the Jews. I'm called a racist, a bigot, a hater, a Nazi, and KKK. I've been to Washington and Charlottesville, and I can say, each time I find myself punched right in my face, the Jewish judge locks me up because of my race. Well, that's life.
That's life.
You know, that's what they tell you. Porno and fentanyl, baby, that's what you tell you. And if you don't mind your P's and gonna find yourself in a heap of trouble.
with the
okay, well, that was fun, and there you're swinging it. I think that song's pretty self-explanatory. There's one more that I want to get to before you leave. This is where you're doing an operatic style. Are you classically trained, Engelbert?
Oh, that's right. I was classically trained by a very famous North Korean opera singer who will go unnamed for the time being in order to protect the innocent. And, if I might add, the smoking hot.
Okay, well, that sounds good. So here's you going opera, and let's hit that one, Mr. T.
Listen, Goyim, I have here a list of all the Jews in the new Biden cabinet. So many Jews that they could form a minion. Gather round, Goys, let me tell it to you. Gather round, Goys, let me tell it to you. State Department Tony Blinken, at Treasury Janet Yellen, Attorney General Merrick Garland, but at the Pentagon, but at the Pentagon, a Negro. Chief of Staff Ron Klain, DNI Avril Haines, Conant and John Kerry, Coronavirus Czar Jeffrey Sands, and the new science advisor Eric Lander, at the State Department, number two Wendy Sherman, at the State Department, number three Tory Newland. Homeland Security, Alexandra Mayorkas, but, at the Pentagon, but at the Pentagon, a Negro. Rochelle Walensky at the Center for Disease Control, Rachel Levine as the Deputy Health Secretary, Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, from Goldman Sachs. And Newberger, NSA Cybersecurity Director.
Okay, now I have to admit, I did not realize that there were so many Jews in the new Biden cabinet until I heard that song.
Well, that's right. That's why somebody had to list them to, you know, speak the truth. So who do we got? We got Chief of Staff Ron Klain. We got DNI Avril Haines, Climate Envoy John Kerry, Coronavirus Czar Jeffrey Zients, Science Advisor Eric Lander. You get down into the State Department. Oh, of course, the Cabinet. You got Tony Blinken, Janet Yellen, Merrick Garland, but at the Pentagon, a Negro.
Yeah, and that's a catchy phrase there. Okay. Let's see, and then also State Department, you got Wendy Sherman, Tory Newland, Homeland Security, Alexandra Mayorkas, Center for Disease Control, Rochelle Walensky, and I'd like Rachel Levine, Deputy Health Secretary. I don't know if everybody caught that.
Well, that's right, and it's just chock full of Jews. It is chock full of Jews.
All right, well, I don't think we have time for a full song, but you and I have both been critical of Tucker. Let's just play a little bit of that SpongeBob song. Mr. T?
Hold on, Daddy. First, it needs some introduction. So, there is a SpongeBob song, a very good one, very catchy tune, and it is Don't Be a Jerk, It's Christmas. And I heard that, and I heard Tucker, and he's going off on all that China stuff. Oh, it's China! China! And I thought, don't be a faggot. Can I say that on RBN?
No, I don't think you can.
Well, anyway, don't be a jerk. Tucker, come on. Don't be a jerk.
I know Tucker thinks he can't talk about Jews, but his China steal is fake news.
Don't be
jerk. For a fact, Senator Holly Scott and Rubio are shills for the Jews. We all know.
Don't be a jerk.
Come on, Tucker. For a fact.
Old folks too, 'cause that's how you'd like them to treat you. Use turn signals, don't spam my calls, don't you want that?
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, Engelbert, I know you got to go now, but is there any last song that you would like us to play?
Well, I'll tell you what. My first big hit, that's what I'd like you to play, it Had to Be Jews.
Okay, Mr. T, let's hear that song, and I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, without no doubt, put your hands together for Engelbert Poindexter.
It had to be Jews. It had to be Jews. They wandered around and finally found. found somebody who country they could use, who'd fall for the ruse and even get mad when someone speaks bad, referring to you. They came on the scene, pushing trannies and queens. They took over the cross, and now they're the boss. What they wouldn't do for nobody else sends us to kill. We fight all their wars, but we love them still. It had to be Jews, wonderful Jews. It had to be Jews.
For Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing, I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.